Ephesians chapter number 3. Ephesians chapter number 3. Time's sake, we won't read the whole chapter. Let's go back to verse number 8. And he says, "Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, which is given, which is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose of which He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Him. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto Him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Amen." I want to preach this morning on two struggles. Two struggles, amen, that we have. As we see this, we have a trouble to be free of sin. Amen. A struggle. We have a struggle to be wholly devoted unto God. That's our struggles today. That's the task that we find ourselves up against. But we see this as Paul's writing to the Ephesians, and he's trying to encourage them in the Lord. And he tells them that what he has, praise God, is something that's worthy of being told. He said the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that the riches, praise God, that unsearchable riches of Christ. Amen? And he's talking to that even the Gentiles, praise God, are able to get it. Now, we know that the Jew was lined up to get their share, but thank God, because they rejected Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, when He came, that He turned to the Gentiles, and He began to preach to our hearts, and He began to give us that encouragement, to give us that opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, that blessed hope of the world. What's wrong with the world today that we live in, Brother Charles, is it's a world without hope. Praise God, it makes you hope. A world without hope is a world full of dope. Amen. Praise God. That's what they're looking for. They're looking for all the things of this world to try to appease the flesh, try to encourage us, try to give us a little bit of ambition. I'll tell you, what'll stir you up and give you ambition is the Holy Ghost of God living down in your heart. Praise God. Even when you get sad and get the mully grubs, that Holy Spirit of God that lives down inside you. Praise God. Once you're saved, once you accept Jesus as your Savior, praise God, He moves into your heart and He sets up an abode, and He begins to minister to us and through us and show us the magnificence of God. He's talking about those riches, those unsearchable, praise, those riches, praise God, that we can't even attain to because they're so magnificent. We was talking in Sunday school about how God comes through and He blesses. How we've seen God do miracle after miracle. You say, well, preacher, they aren't really miracles. I want to say God has done miracles right here in this church, in this family of believers. God's reached down. I praise God from the portals of glory. And He reached down into human beings, into you and I, praise God. And He's touched their body. And He touched their mind. And He's touched their heart. Saved us by His marvelous grace. Lifted us out of our afflictions. Called us to be His. Glory, hallelujah. That's enough to make a co-Baptist shout. Hey, but we'll just take recess and just shout a while. Hey, but glory to God. God's been good to us, young'uns, and He ain't done yet. Praise the Lord. You said, you old redneck preacher, you ought to be saying ain't. Amen, glory, hallelujah. I am what I am by the grace of God. Bless the Lord. Those unspeakable riches, praise God, unsearchable riches of God. Praise the Lord. But He said He showed it to us that it was a mystery. I want to say things like, it's still a mystery to most of the world today. Most of the world, they don't understand the very principle of godliness. Amen? There's a lot of people today still believe in Darwin's theory of evolution. You got a whole lot more faith than I do. Amen? To believe some little old amoeba crawled out of the, fell from the sky, crawled, lived in the ocean, crawled out on the land, grew legs and lost its tail and grew up and stood up on its feet and walked around. Amen? You may have come from a monkey. I didn't. Amen? Sometimes we act like monkeys. But praise God, I'm glad I was created by a creator God. Amen? Praise the Lord. You know what? That evolution stuff, praise God, there's no way it can be right, because if we evolved, why'd we get to a certain point and stop? Amen? Why don't we keep evolving? Why don't we just keep getting better and better? Amen? Because we didn't. Amen. Somebody needed this. Well, I don't know why I'm going this direction. The Lord just spoke my heart. Said, "Sit there, tell somebody that I'm God." Amen. I'm the creator God. Amen. Praise God. I'm the one that created Adam and put him in the garden. And I'm the one that Adam saw. I pray God saw that he was lonely. He didn't have nobody of his kind. So I put him to sleep. Gave him, used that first anesthesia. Praise God. Put him to sleep gently. Reached in, took a rib out from next to his heart and created a woman. Praise God, that would be a helpmeet to him. Amen. Somebody that would encourage him. Somebody that he could love. Didn't take a heel bone. But he took a heart, a rib bone. And he took that, and praise God, and made Eve. Made her from a bone. They made Adam from dust. That's why us men, when we get to work, and praise God, you come in tonight, and your collar's got a ring around it. Amen? Because the dirt's wearing off. But we think of ourselves above what we ought to. Amen? Come on, fellas. We ain't nothing but dirt. Amen. And praise God, when we go through this life, to get through it, to get to the side, we need all the help we can get. Amen. Now those precious ladies, they were created from a bone. They don't have ring around a collar. Amen. Praise God. They run out of that place as more tender. That's why they can raise the kids and me and you, praise God, and not kill us. Amen. Hey, mama's praise God. Mothers deserve a lot of praise. You say, "Well, preacher, this ain't Mother's Day." Well, glory, hallelujah! Thank God for mothers. Amen. You better thank God. I buried mine this week. Right. I didn't bury. I planted her with the hope of the resurrection. Right. Amen. Wendy, we planted her in that hope chest. Glory to God. One day, in a little while, we're going to see her again. Amen. Amen. I just imagine what it's going to be like. Heaven's a different place today. If there's anybody that was slothful, is anybody that was lazy, praise God, they got the whip cracked on them Wednesday night. Amen. Mama showed up, praise God, over there. Amen. Praise God. You say, "Why are you saying all this?" I'm just telling you what God's done. Amen. Praise God. Saved by the marvelous grace of God. When you did, you got that blessed assurance that you're going out of here and you're going to be with Him, because it's His heavenward desire that you and I be with Him where He is. You say, "Preacher, you say that all the time." Praise God. It's the truth. If I didn't tell you that, I wouldn't be telling you the truth. But I'm going to see her again. I didn't tell her goodbye. I said, "I'll see you in the morning." Amen. I'm going to see her in the morning, praise God, in a little while. But she's got them fired up. Amen. She's got them fired up. I guarantee she was excited. Because none of us know. I don't know why I'm going this way, but it's all right, praise God. I'm just minding the Lord. I don't know why. We don't know what heaven holds. We don't know. That's why we're so apprehensive about death and dying, because we don't know what it holds. But I'm telling you, if you're a child of God, if you've been born again, saved by the marvelous grace of God, believing on Jesus Christ as that propitiation, that price for your sin and my sin, praying God, just confessing that sin, repenting of that sin, asking Jesus to come into your heart, receiving the Holy Spirit, praise God, as the Spirit that leads you and guides you, glory, hallelujah, you can get up in higher height, you can climb the stairs to glory, you can be in the pinnacle of heaven in just a little while. I don't know if my little mother realized. She told me and my brother not to preach at her funeral. So I guess I'm just going to preach her funeral to you. That'd be all right. Amen. Hey, I just need to get it out. Amen. But she got there, praise God. And hey, listen, she was like us. She was apprehensive of what it meant to cross over to the other side. We don't know what it's like to cross over to the other side. All we know, all we've ever had is hearsay. Amen. Praise God, mother done made the crossing. Mama's on the other shore. I believe when them eyes popped open in glory when that last breath left her body. She said, like, whoa, what kind of place is this? Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Those pearly gates that they ushered her up through, took her down that streets of gold as it was transparent glass. Gold so clear. You know pure gold is clear. This old gold that we wear, it's not pure. If it was, you could see through it. Amen. But he said that pure gold, she got to see it. Amen. And I realized, hey, when we get there, when we finally get on that other shore, pray God, when we finally see into the portals of glory, just like old Paul did, he said it'll be something so magnificent that we won't even be able to express it. Amen. Shit, boy, and then we have a, Bible says when we get over there, we'll have a perfect praise. Amen. We'll have a perfect praise, praising God the way He deserves to be praised. I believe, praise God, when you get there and you finally, you come to yourself and you realize, glory, hallelujah, I made it. Amen. Praise God, I made it. I'm here. I'm in the promised land, praise God. I'm in the portals of glory. I'm in the very essence, in the presence of God and godliness. I can hear the angels singing, praise God. Amen. Think about it. Beautiful chorus that rings out through space and time. Amen. And I hear that. And then you come to yourself and you realize, praise God, I know how I got here. Amen. It wasn't a works lest any man should boast. Now my mother was a worker, praise God. She worked, she outworked most men. But it wasn't by her works that she got in. It won't be your works to get it. You say, preacher, don't I need to be this and don't I need to be that? I know what you need to do today is believe on Lord Jesus Christ unto the saving of your soul. Amen. You got to believe that He come from heaven for you. That He lived a perfect, spotless life for you. And that He died on the cross of Calvary, shed His blood for you. He said, without the shedding of blood is no remission. He shed His blood. Are you listening to me today? Do I have your attention? He shed His blood for you. Every individual in this place today, He shed His blood for you. Amen. It's finished. He shed His blood. He died death for you. He took upon Himself sin for you. He that knew no sin, He never committed sin. Do you realize Jesus Christ never had a bad thought? Amen. Now He was 100%, you say, well, preacher, He was God. He was 100% man, but yet He was 100% God. And the reason He was, the reason He could be, is because He kept His eyes on the Father. Amen. You know what happens to us? You know why we fail so many times? It's because we take our eyes off the Father. It's hey, we come in, sometimes we get in church and the Holy Spirit deals with us. We realize we're a sinner. And we come forward and we confess our sins and we ask the Lord Jesus to forgive us and sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. According to 1 John 1:9. Amen. And He does. But you know what we do? Now listen to me very carefully. We don't keep our eyes on Him. Amen. Before we get to the house, the old devil waylays us. Old devil comes along and he starts trying to take and pull us in the wrong direction. He tries to pull us away from God. Amen. So we got to be focused. We got to be laser focused, praise God, on the Lord. We got to do like Jesus did. We got to keep our eyes on heaven. Hey, that's where a promise is. Why are we looking around down here trying to find hope here? We ought to be looking down here, around here, to find somebody that needs hope. And we need to be pointing them to Jesus. Amen. He's the only one that makes a difference. That's why our forefathers, that's why our parents, our grandparents, praise God, was so adamant about taking us to church and pointing us to Jesus. Pointing them to the cross of Calvary. Sharing the blood, praise God, that cleanses us from sins. Amen. Teaching us, praise God, that the most important thing is being born again. Putting our faith and trust in the Lord. The one who loves us and cares for us. He keeps us from sin. Amen. That's one of the struggles. One of two struggles, to be free from sin. Amen. The Lord told a woman that was taken in adultery. They said, in the very act. Now, I don't know all I know about the Bible, but these religious people brought this woman, presented her to the Lord, and said, Lord, we caught her in adultery, in the very act. Now, I don't know why they would bring her and not bring that fella. Amen. Maybe one of them was him. Amen. We need to be careful when we go to casting stones. We need to be very careful about what we do and what we condemn others for, lest we be caught in the same affliction. Amen. But he told her, when it's all said and done, he bent down and he scooped. You know the story. He wrote on the ground, maybe wrote some of their sins. Amen. Sometimes we get pious and we think, you know what, that we're beyond sin, that we're not sinners like somebody else. Amen. If you're not a sinner like somebody else, it's only by the grace of God that you're not a sinner like somebody else. Amen. Because I'll tell you today, in the world that we live in, you youngins, listen to me, they sin everywhere you look. Sin is rampant today. Amen. You say, well, preacher, this ain't a very encouraging message. It is if you're praise God, trying to get away from sin. Amen. If you're content living in your sin, praise God, I'm telling you, praise God, there's a whole lot better thing than living in sin. It's living for Jesus. What did he tell that little old woman after all said it? They looked up and there was nobody there. And Jesus looked at her and he said, where are thou thine accusers? He said, where's your accusers at? He said, is there none? She says, none, Lord. He said, they all hightailed it out of here. When you got to writing on the ground their faults, their failures, their shortcomings, their sinfulness. Amen. You know what he told her? Remember what he told her? He said, neither do I. But he didn't get it. But he said, go and sin no more. Amen. In other words, he said, all is sin to come short of God. And you ain't no better than they were. He said, but go away. He said, I forgive you, but go away and don't sin no more. Amen. People say, well, preacher, that's good. I won't sin no more. I just won't sin no less. That's the attitude a lot of us got, praise God. We're just going to stay in the same little path that we've been running for a long time. Amen. Seems to be working out for us, does it really? Where does that path lead you? When it's all said and done, where's the destination? Where's the end result of the path that you're on today? The path that I'm on, praise God. It may not be perfect, but it's a path that leads to righteousness and holiness in Jesus Christ, my Savior. My goal is to be more like Him every day. So what does that mean? That means that I need to love you more. Amen? I need to love Him more. Because if I love Him more, then I'll be able to love you more. If you'd like to have a perfect relationship, then you've got to be able to love the Lord Jesus Christ. If you love Jesus, praise God, then you have the ability to love one another. We can't love one another without loving Him. We can't love one another without loving like Him. A loving Lord, we got compassion one for another. I mean, we care about each other, right? Care about what we think, what we act, what we have to go through in this world before we get out of here. And he said, and Paul's telling him here, said it's through this unreachable riches of Christ that we have that ability. He said, in this world where everything is created by Jesus Christ, John chapter 1 says, without Him was not anything made that was made. So everything we have, praise God, the Lord Jesus made it. So when it comes to taking and putting our faith in Him, praise God, we can realize that He's there. He's there to take care of it for us. Amen. He made it. He knows what's needed. It down to the very body that we live in. Amen. We ain't able to take care of it, but God can. That's why we needed to just commit ourselves unto the Lord. Amen. So that to be free from sin, praise God, is to be holy, praise God, devoted to God. Because we have to put our faith and our trust in Him. Amen. So we see Paul lays it out here. He said that was according to the eternal purpose which He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. God, you realize this morning, now devil's not going to like you. Do you realize this, God, that God has a purpose for your life? Amen. His purpose for your life is to be saved and become a child of God. An heir and a joint heir with Christ Jesus. Amen. That's His purpose for you. But He goes on and says this in verse number 12, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Him. So how do we have that? It's by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, by putting our faith in Him, by trusting the Lord. He's already done the work for us. We just have to pull up to the table and be participants in what He's done. Praise God. He said, I desire that you faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. Now Paul said, don't you get to looking at me and feel sorry for me. Don't you get that downhearted, praise God, because what you see me going through. He said, I do this, praise God. It's your glory I'm doing it for. And then Paul does something unusual here. Verse number 14 said, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. He said, you know what? He said, what I'm going to do, he said, I'm just going to bow down before you. He said, I'm going to humble myself before God. You know how we start getting other people's attention? We start humbling ourselves before God. Amen. We start coming in humility before the Lord. Amen. I've bowed on my knees in front of the church of some old sinners up and down this valley. I mean, men, tough men. Amen. Just begging them, God. I mean, tough men. I mean, talking about mountain men. We don't have many of them in the mountains no more. Amen. I bowed down at the feet of Brother Danny's granddaddies. Every one of them. Talked to them, begged them, prayed with them. And God had touched their heart. Amen. God would take who they were, pray God, make them who He had them to be. Amen. A fellow told me one time, said, I wouldn't bow down like in front of them old men. They liable to kill you. Glory to God, what a way to go. Amen. Praise the Lord. So they just take your head off. I said, glory to God, that's all right. You know, if God's in it, praise God, be able to win them to Jesus, to tell them about the love of God and what God would do for them. Amen. It's important, praise God. That's what Paul did. He bowed humbly before God. And the Father, Lord Jesus Christ, he said, Lord, we need some help down here. Amen. I want to say today, we need some help. We need help down here in this world which we live in. Praise God. We need some reinforcements from glory. The world's crazy around us today. Praise God, God's still sane. But He said, to whom the whole family in heaven and earth's name, that's Christians. Praise God. He wants us to all be Christians. Praise the Lord. He said that He would grant you according to the riches of His glory. Now watch this, to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. We was talking about this in Sunday school. So many times we take our kinfolk and our relations and we want to clean them up on the outside. You know, to make them presentable to the world, to make them look better to the world. The only problem is the inside's still just dirty and nasty with sin. Amen? And we need to be able to clean up that inward man. Paul said it's the inward man that needs to be cleaned. The rich in glory, to be strengthened with might by the Spirit in the inner man. So he said it needs to be the Holy Spirit moving in Christ. And the Holy Spirit begins to change you from the inside out. I tell you this all the time. If he's not a change, he's not changed. Something as big as the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. But I wonder if we've grieved the Holy Ghost, praise God, by continuing in our own pernicious ways. Yeah, I know about Jesus. I know who He is. Let me tell you, James said that the demons of hell know who He is and tremble, but they're not saved. Amen. We got to be saved. We got to be born again. Got to be ready to go to heaven. Got to be partakers in what He has for us. To be strengthened by the Spirit in the inner man. That inner man's got to be changed. But I'll tell you what happens when the inner man gets changed, when the inner woman gets changed, praise God, when the inner child, kid gets changed, the outside starts looking different. I'll give you a perfect example. Now, she won't mind me saying this. When Amelia was lost, she was a hateful little youngin'. Amen? She wasn't mean. She just wasn't very courteous, wasn't very kind, and wasn't at all sweet. Amen? Ain't that hard to believe? But God, on that night, that evening, praise God, when she realized who He was and realized that she was a sinner and realized that she needed to be saved, and praise God, something changed in her. Her outward appearance changed 100%. Amen? She come back in the next church. I mean, before you go up to her and say, "Hey, help me, how you doing?" She'd have... Amen. She was just, it was just all within. I mean, it was just, they wasn't nothing that she had to show. Amen. And I'm not picking on Amelia. I love her to death, praise God. She's our piano player now. Amen. She learns and she plays him songs, plays them for Jesus. All the time coming up with new ones, praise God. Why? Because there was something happened to her when she got saved, when she got born again. The Holy Spirit moved into her and He changed her from the inside out. That strength of the Spirit on the inward man. You say, "Boy, preacher, I'd like to have that." We all need it. Amen. You may be here today, praise God, and you've been saved, but you've never been partaker of the Holy Spirit. And never just totally surrendered your life to Christ. I mean, wholly devoted to Him. That's what makes the difference. When you do away with self and selfishness and self-centeredness, and praise God, something takes place in your life, and then know what happens? You become Amelia. Amen. She come back to the church the next time, very next service, praise God, and you go back there, and I said, "Hey," and she's like, amen. Big old smile, praise God, ear to ear. Praise the Lord. Amen. It wasn't her, it was Him. Amen. That moved in her and made that difference in the inner person, that inner being that we are. He does that. But Paul says we've got to let Him. Paul was praying. He was humbled. He was on his face. He said, "Lord, I pray that You just fill them with that Spirit. Give them the strength from heaven." Amen. We all need that today, don't we? We need strength. We need power. We need strengthening from heaven. This old world ain't got a whole lot for us. Discouragement and ridicule. But thank God there's help from heaven. He said that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. How do we get that? By faith. Amen. It's when we believe the Lord Jesus Christ, when we believe what He did for us, we believe what He's doing for us, we believe what He's accomplished already. Amen. Our faith is in Him. It's not in us. Do you understand that? Our righteousness is as filthy rags. The best that we can do. Now, filthy rags, this kind I've told you 100 times, is those that was used to bind the wounds of lepers. They couldn't be used again. They were contaminated. They were diseased. They had to be cast away, burned, or buried. Amen? Our righteousness is as filthy rags. Praise God. But it's the righteousness, Lord Jesus Christ, that we're going to get through on. His righteousness in the eyes of the Father. Now, what did the Heavenly Father say about His Son? He looked down upon Him. Jesus was 33 years old, and God the Father looked down on Him. He said, "This is My beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Amen. Praise God. That means that He was ecstatic with His Son. That made Him sufficient for the sins of the world. Praise God. So to be sin-free, to be holy, praise God, acceptable to the Lord. What a blessing that is. Devoted to Him. It's through faith that ye be rooted and grounded in love. Where does love come from? God. How do we get God? Through faith. He just told us. Amen. Paul said, "I'm going to pray the Holy Spirit will move upon you, and that through faith, praise God, you'll get God." And he said, "Then you'll have that love that you need to have." How many times does God have to tell us that before we believe it? I tell people all the time when they're getting married, I said, well, if you don't love Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart, if she don't love your Lord with all your heart, you're making a mistake. It will not work. Amen? You say, preacher, well, you know, having said that, our relationship just ain't what it ought to be. Amen? Well, maybe it's time to check up. Amen? It's time to check up. It's getting God where He needs to be. To love the Lord Jesus, to learn to love Him supremely. Devote yourself supremely, completely to Him, and things will start looking up. Amen. I promise you, God's able. As I said, I was talking to me the other day, talking about the finances, said they were struggling. I said, well, praise God. God bless you. He gives you what you get. I said, how much you give Him back? They said, what do you mean? I said, your offering. Your tithes, your offering. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible said it requires a tenth. Amen. A tenth is a tenth. If you make $1,000, $100 that belongs to God. You say, preacher, ain't no way I'd give the church $100. You ain't give it to church, you'll give it to God. Amen. God just the storehouse, but it's where you bring it in, where it's distributed out for the glory of God. Amen. Amen. You're not giving, praise God, you're giving it back to God because He's been so gracious to give it to you. You can't afford not to. I've seen time in my life, praise God, hey, I wouldn't have had it either, praise God. We wouldn't have put it in. God blessed us, praise God. And you get back two or threefold. But not only your money, your time and your talent, praise God, that we have to give to Him. Because He's been so gracious to us. Amen. When we begin to surrender ourselves, when we begin, because we, Paul says here that that measure that we have, that measure of God's far greater than anything that we would have. Amen. He said, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height. He's talking about that measurement that God uses. Amen. He said it'd be packed in, praise God, packed down, running over when God gets through with it. Amen. Our money, our time, our talent, praise God, it belongs to God. We ought to be doing all we can for Him. Let me just say something real quickly. Now listen real carefully right here. Time is short. Amen. Time is short. We don't have much time. A moment and it's gone. I remember I graduated from high school and I went to work at Shaw Industries the very next Monday. And there was a fellow there that was 38 years old. And I thought, man, that's an old fella. The old man. And I woke up 2 days later and I was him. Amen. Time flies by. And we need to do what we can, while we can, right now, for the glory of God. So how do we do that? Just ask God to use us, help us, put us out there. Don't be ashamed of Him, because He said if we're ashamed of Him, He'll be ashamed of us before the Father. Man, I don't want my Savior to be ashamed of me. But He said that measure that God has, praise God, it's a good measure. He said, know the love of Christ that passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. See, God's measure, He wants to fill us up to overflowing. Amen. Because when we get to overflowing, we overflow out on others. Hey, some of you here today because somebody got in and got to overflowing. In other words, you got it at the church house, you took it out to your house. And you took it out to your neighbor's house, and your family's house, and your friend's house, and your workplace, praise God. And it just runs over and you can't help it. That's all right, that's the way it's supposed to be. Don't ever let the devil tell you not to brag on Jesus. The devil will tell us today, well, there's certain places that you just can't brag on the Lord. If you brag on the Lord, you might get in trouble. You might lose your job. Let me tell you something. My God's bigger than the devil. My God's bigger than this world. My God's bigger than that job. Amen. Amen. Last time I looked, you was probably looking for one when you found that one. Amen. And if they're telling you you can't brag on Jesus, praise God, I just brag on them anyway. If they fire you, I just go find me another. Because God probably already got it lined up down the road. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, I know what you're saying. Well, preacher, I'll lose my retirement. Amen. Praise God. You better lay your retirement up in glory. Amen. Because if our government's with it, we probably won't have no retirement anyway. Praise God. We better be laying our treasures up in heaven, praise God, where it counts for glory of God. But now watch this. I'm just now getting to my verse I want to preach on today. Amen. I told somebody yesterday, Miss Jean, I told Teresa, you might want to bring you a cracker. Amen. But let's just verse number 20, and I'll do it right quickly, and we'll go to house. So now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to power that worketh in us. Now wait a minute. You would think according to the world and the devil day that we're powerless. That you don't have no power, you don't have no influence, you don't have no say. That ain't what God says. That ain't what Paul says. That's not what the Word of God says. Who believes the Word? Amen? I believe the Word today. I believe what God says. I believe I'll just go with God. Amen? He said, now unto him that is able. So you look at this. God is able. That's what he's talking about. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Amen? All that we could ask or think. But above, God can do above what you could even think or imagine. Now, I don't know about you. Well, you know how I am. I've got some wild imagination. I mean, I'm a new meaning to thinking outside the box. Amen? But I can paint you a picture, praise God. See, Lord Jesus Christ, how big He is. God said He's exceedingly abundantly above, praise God. He said you can't contain Him in that box. God's way bigger in any box you could put before Him. Amen. And God, it don't matter how big the box, God's still able to fill the box. Amen. It's like we was talking about the little missionary over in the Philippines, Brother Julius Lena. Amen. Just a little bitty Filipino. A little bitty family, pray God, that love Lord Jesus Christ and are working. And they're building churches. And they're filling churches up for the glory of God. Why? Because God is that big, exceedingly abundantly above everything that He could imagine. He's imagined putting a fundamental Bible-believing church, praise God, in every village in the Philippines. You know how many churches there are in the Philippines? I mean, how many villages in the Philippines? There's hundreds and thousands of villages all over. I mean, it's spread out all over. Amen. And He wants to it's His heart's desire to put a church in every village. Amen. Could you imagine if we had a good fundamental Bible-believing church in every community and had every community come into those churches and worship and praise God to try to send out and help build other establishments in other communities? God says, Paul says, God is big enough to do that. Praise the Lord. He said, if we above all we ask or think. Now James chimed in on that in James chapter 4, verse 3. He said, you ask and receive not because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lust. He said, you're doing it by the wrong. He said, you're doing evilly, praise God, with a perverse motive. He said, that's why you're not being effective. Amen. He said, you're asking to consume upon your... He said, you ask amiss. Amen. That's perversely. That's evilly. That you might get a benefit out of it. Amen. I want to get a benefit. I want God to get the glory. That's what we ought to be thinking about. How can God get the glory in what we do? Amen. You remember, it's through faith, believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember the fellow, the little fellow that was possessed with a demon? And Jesus was up in the transfiguration. And he comes down off the mountain and the people run to him. And they say, hey, we need some help here. This youngin's, he got a devil in him. Praise God. It's throwing him in the water. It's throwing him in the fire. And the father comes up and said, Lord, I know if thou wilt, thou can help him. Amen. What did Jesus say to him? Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Jesus saith unto him, if thou canst believe. All things are possible to him that believeth. He said, can you? He said, if you can believe, Lord said, I can do it. But can you believe I can do it? Amen. Do you have faith in it? What did that father do? He wanted that son to be cleansed. He wanted that old filthy spirit out of him. He wanted his boy back. And he said, he cried and said, Lord, help thou mine unbelief. He said, if there's any ounce of unbelief in me, any ounce of faith that I need, praise, just take it and pray and fill me with belief, fill me with faith. Amen. Faith in what God can do. That's what Paul was telling them here. Exceeding abundantly, above all that we could ask or think. Praise God. So we see how God begins to work in the lives of a people. Amen. Paul said, all things work together for good, those that love God, those that are called according to His purpose. Amen. We're all called according to His purpose. His purpose for us. Amen. The whole reason, mankind, the whole reason we were created in the garden was so that God could fellowship with us. You realize that? That's why we come to church, to worship Him, Spirit, truth, to fellowship with God. Amen. You know what we got to do? We got to learn to fellowship with God. And then we'll be able to fellowship with each other. You know, churches today, and I see it all the time. We meet and we do what we do, and it's kind of become a ritual. Hello. Sometimes we do things just to throw the devil a curve. But we come and we do things as a ritual, and when it's all said and done, but we jump up, we about knock the back door off trying to get out of here. Amen. We ought to fellowship. Because all things work together, them that love God, it ought to be bringing us together. There ought to be a togetherness in Christ Jesus. He said, all that we could ask or think according to the power that worketh in us, there ought to be a power in us that would give us a unity, that would draw us together. Because we are stronger together. Amen. You and I are strong together. Our families are stronger together. It's all for God's glory. Amen. So the two struggles that we face to be free from sin, the struggle that we face to be wholly devoted to God. Paul said we're able to accomplish that through Christ Jesus the Lord. He said that strength that we have, he said, able to exceed you abundantly above all that we ask or think. He said God's able to do above what you could even imagine. You say, well, Pastor Jeff, what do we need to do? Let me just tell you what we need to do, and I'll hush. We'll go to the house. What we need to do, praise God, is we need to use our imagination and just imagine how good God could do to be to us, how good God could help us, how good God could take us to a higher place than we've ever been before in our relationship with Him. How God, praise God, could reach down and draw us and woo us unto Himself, and how we could submit to that wooing, that calling of God. Have you ever noticed? Sometimes it's like we're backward about talking about the things of God. We'll talk about everything else. Amen. We put out there on Facebook stuff, and I'm like, why does people do this? Nobody needs to know about your dirty laundry. Amen. But we'll talk about, but when it comes to talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, we won't communicate to one another about how good God is, how good God's been, how good wants to be. So what we got to do, we got to just realize that God is good. And God is able. So we need to think outside the box. We think to the point of our imagination of how good God is and what God wants for us and the great, magnificent love that He has for you and me. The love of God. That love that passes understanding. Amen. I don't understand why God loves me. Amen. You say, I don't know why God loves you either. I know what you're thinking. Amen. That's all right. Somebody loves me. Jesus loves me. But we got to think outside the box, because God loves us and He cares for us. And we got to think that it's exceedingly abundant love. It's above anything that we could imagine. That love that God has for us. And that love is what He uses to draw us into Him. That love is what He wants us to have in us that'll help us to draw others. That's why He tells us to go in highways and hedges and compel them to come in. That my house might be full. Amen? We ought to be loving on each other. Loving in Christ Jesus. I'm not talking about some old perverted love. We're not some kind of cult. Amen? But loving in the Lord Jesus Christ. As brothers and sisters in the Lord. Compelling folks to come in. It ought to be in a building project. Amen. Knocking a wall out so we can add some seats, another row of pews, because we love each other. We love our families. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't really like my family that much. Well, that means you need the Lord. Amen. You need the Lord. We need the Lord. Praise God, because we want to be free from sin. We want to be free to be devoted to God. And Paul said, this is the way it is. This is what works. He said, it's unto the glory of the church by Jesus Christ throughout all the ages, world without end. He said, it's for the glory of the church, but He said, it's for God's glory. Because glory, God gets glory out of the church. God gets glory out of you and me. Ain't it time to give Him glory? Amen? Ain't it time to give Him glory? We're running out of time. We're running out of time. The days are late. The air is nigh. He's a calling folks out. Just boom, boom, boom. People's going out of here in record numbers. The day my mother passed away last Saturday week, four passed away that day that they said they had to go pick up before they come picked up mother. Going out of here. And we need to be ready. We need to be telling. We need to make sure they go out of here and go to be with Jesus. Amen, which is far better. Amen. Thinking outside the box. Using our imagination. Two struggles, praise God, that we're in. One to be free from sin. We get that through Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. And to be wholly devoted to God. I mean, it's when we put our faith and trust in Him. And let the Holy Spirit live in us and live through us. Amen.